Southern Brooklyn always has been a mecca for immigrants. First, it was ethnic whites, Jews, Italians, Irish, then political immigrants from the former Soviet Union. Now, it is people from Asia and Central America. As part of NPR's Changing Face of America series, Joanne Silberner explores how the local municipal hospital is adjusting to the demographic shift.
This is the lobby of Coney Island Hospital. There's a sign overhead, ambulatory surgery this way, outpatient services that way. It's not just in English. It's also in Russian, Spanish, Chinese, and Urdu. This is a city hospital with 375 beds. Dr. Edwin Bronstein has an office up on the 8th floor. He's seen big changes in the population the hospital serves since he came here 13 years ago.
Well, it was a heavier percentage of Russian patients. There were patients from Pakistan and Asiatic other than Chinese. There was Latino and a moderate amount of women of color.
When Bronstein started, most of the patients were Russian. Like him, many were Jewish. Many Russians moved up and out of the neighborhood. New immigrants, Muslim Pakistanis, moved in, nearly overnight. Bronstein's OBGYN department delivered just a few Pakistani babies in 1998. The next year, more than 600. Today, about half the OB patients are Pakistani immigrants. Architects have converted a part of the employee lounge into a small prayer room for patients and staff. On this day, about a dozen men have squeezed in. Hospital administrators have a term for the prayer room and other accommodations for Pakistanis and other ethnic groups: cultural competency. When Bronstein came to Coney Island Hospital, he realized he couldn't practice medicine without it.
If you want to provide good health care, you need to understand the culture that you are working with.
So he's read up on the people in the community, talked to community leaders and patients, and he's hired people who are not only culturally sensitive, but linguistically gifted, people like Mahmoud Resnick.
Fluently, I speak Russian, Urdu, Hindi, English, my native language, Baluchi, and not fluent, I speak Punjabi, Persian, Pashto, and I think so it will be enough.
Resnick was born in Pakistan. His family moved to Iran, then India, then Russia. He counsels patients and partners at Coney Island Hospital about pregnancy and women's health. With Ukrainians and other Europeans, he talks to the woman. But with Pakistanis, he aims his comments at the men. In the Pakistani culture, men make the decisions. A pregnant Pakistani woman and her husband have come in. Preventive medicine isn't common in Pakistan. The husband wants to know why they have to come back for periodic checkups. He also wants to know how they can pay their bills without health insurance. Mahmoud Resnick explains that pre-pregnancy exams are routine and reassures them that the hospital will help them sign up for Medicaid. Up on the obstetrics ward, Bronstein checks with Dr. Sushma Nakra about today's patients.
Are we going to see a patient now? A patient who was admitted in early labor?
Yes. They both speak Urdu.
Bronstein and Nakra pass the nurse's station. Some of the nurses on the floor speak Urdu, some speak Russian, some Chinese, some Korean. They stop in to see Aisha Fahaz.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Bronstein.
Good afternoon. How are we doing? That's my favorite music.
23-year-old Fahaz will be able to listen to Pakistani music as she delivers her baby, her first.
How do you say in Urdu, congratulations?
Mubarako. Yeah.
Okay, everything should go well.
And indeed, everything does go well. She delivers a healthy baby boy. Not all deliveries go so smoothly. Bronstein tells of one patient a few weeks ago who needed an emergency procedure.
I received a call about 10 o'clock at night at my home from my attending physician who's taking care of patient in labor, a Pakistani woman.
The woman needed an immediate cesarean section. But Bronstein has learned that Pakistani women don't want hands-on treatment from male physicians. The hospital can field an all-woman delivery team during the day, but not that late at night. Bronstein told his doctors to go ahead, and though the woman delivered a healthy baby, the father was upset and called Bronstein to complain.
I couldn't resolve him, so I said I would be willing to meet with people in the community, and we had done that two or three times already.
So Bronstein, an Orthodox Jew, visited the local mosque, gave a speech to 3,000 men, and talked with the imam.
He said, look, in a situation like that, it's almost impossible. But if our people understand and that you are showing the utmost of respect for the woman, then fine.
Respect to Bronstein and hospital administrators means more than just a multilingual staff. It means an all-woman emergency surgery team, a hospital kitchen with separate facilities for preparing kosher food for Jews and Muslims. It also means live by phone translation services in 100 different languages, available 24 hours a day. All this comes at a price.
I think it would probably be fair to refer to some of this as an unfunded mandate.
Brian Palmer is associate executive director of the hospital.
There is no reimbursement for becoming culturally competent, so everything comes out of our revenue.
At a time when, like many hospitals, Coney Island is struggling with lower payments from health insurance and more patients without any way to pay at all. There are other burdens to serving such a diverse community. It takes longer to find multilingual staff. Meeting the demand for an all-female team of doctors for the Pakistanis may represent a reverse form of sexism. So why do all this?
Because it's who we are. We're a public hospital, and therefore it's our mission to serve everyone in the community. We believe that every dollar we spend on becoming more culturally competent is an investment.
The hospital, in fact, needs to make this investment, says Chief Operating Officer Peter Wolf. Many recent immigrants are on Medicaid. It used to be that only municipal hospitals like Coney Island would accept Medicaid patients. But with other types of insurance cutting back on hospital payments, Medicaid recipients like those who live in southern Brooklyn have become a hot item.
Those patients that traditionally were thought of as the stable patient base for a public hospital are now sought after and competed for by other than public hospitals as well. So we have to remain competitive. It wasn't as big a strategic aspect of running a public hospital until the last several years ago.
For OBGYN Bronstein, learning about the culture of his Pakistani and Russian and Chinese and Mexican patients is more a matter of faith than economics.
I've been given by God the ability to function as a physician, and retaining that sensitivity, that caring, that concern, what it does for me is it expands my abilities so that I understand I need to listen to people.
New York City just gave Coney Island Hospital funds to revamp. Architects have drawn up plans for a new 7-floor building with central air conditioning and faster elevators. More important to Bronstein and the hospital management, the prayer room will be larger. The new building will have multi-language signs. Census data hint that as the Pakistanis move up and out, the next big influx will be people from Mexico or the Balkan states. Management is already talking about ways to accommodate them. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Brooklyn.